Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, good evening. It's 9 p.m. on the last Sunday ever of Psychic Choice Radio. That's right, ladies and gents, you heard correctly. We are not bringing you any more shows after this one. It's been hard, a decision to make, not been easy, but alas, it's time to look at other things, yeah, and maybe we can come back in some way at some time, but not here. The core cues have been kind of relaxed and casual. With people being very picky choosy over which shows they call into. That's always going to be people's choice. However, being selective has pushed us to the limit, where we resulted on Friday evening with just one person for a whole hour show. And that just, we just can't sit there night after night like that. Core cues need to be regular and not selective. And we made the decision that, you know, it's time to call it a day. But anyway, we're going to get on with tonight's show. And we wish everybody all happiness in everything they do. Okay, so we're going to say hello to Kelly.
Hello, thanks for having me on the last show. Let's go out with a bang.
Oh, Kelly, you know, it's been a hard decision, but we've been like 12 years, and I've watched the comings and goings, you know, we've had some good shows, and then coming back after a month away, you know, it's been non-beneficial, really, because the core cues are not, they're not sufficient enough to keep the shows going, yeah? So,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. It's one of those things. Oh, well, we'll go. Let's take our first call. Wendy.
Hello, Ken and Kelly Jo. God bless both of you. Ken, I want to thank you. You've been kind to me, and you have allowed me to speak, and may God bless you.
So what's your question, Wendy?
Hi, Kelly. I have started applying for affordable housing. Some people might call it Section 8. I didn't know that you could get a beautiful apartment from that kind of place. And it'll be for my sister, Leslie, and my nephew, Brandon. And I think I have a real good rapport with Vaughn, V-O-N, a very nice lady. I spoke to her on Friday, and her place is called Terracina Meadows, but she advised me to continue to apply to other places to increase her chances. So will my sister and I and my nephew be approved to move to an affordable housing place?
Yes.
Will we? Really?
You're going to be all right.
Oh, my God. And when do you think that'll happen, Kelly Jo?
You'll have a choice of two within the next month.
Wow. Okay. Well, that sounds pretty good. And so my sister and I will sign a contract together to do that, obviously.
Yes.
Okay. And so here we are at the end
it'll
of March.
It'll have more amenities, and you'll really enjoy it.
oh, I think it'll be a better atmosphere. And it has to be downstairs because of my disability. And
I see a first floor. It'll be all right. And it looks like it looks, there's like a set of, wherever this is, there's a set of five buildings and there's a pool. So you'll probably overlook the pool.
Oh, that would be fabulous. And Kelly Jo, there was something that happened recently. On the 22nd, I took paratransit to get a booster COVID shot, okay? And after I was done, I was lifted onto the paratransit bus, and then I could see that it was very close quarters, definitely not 6 feet. In fact, the driver was motioning me towards to sit behind a woman, and it was really tight quarters, and the woman was coughing. And there was one other place to sit, but it would have been right in front of that woman, same
well,
scenario.
Well, were you wearing your mask?
Yes, ma'am.
Then you're fine.
Okay. Well, the driver got upset with me because I questioned it. I didn't get upset. I was upset. I was worried about it. And I said, maybe I should get off the bus and call paratransit to have them send another ride. And he got very rude to me, and he said that I was delaying the bus, and I wasn't. So I felt like either I sit down or I might be stranded and paid $30 to go home. So he was on the phone with paratransit, and he spoke very intently with them. I am pretty smart. I've worked on the phone myself, and I choose my words carefully. But I should be able to retain my passenger privileges with paratransit until I die, right?
There's not an issue. I don't know why you're making it an issue. It's fine.
Okay. Well, I hope
you're
it's not an
about,
issue.
You're looking for unicorns. Quit doing that.
Okay. Yeah, well, the driver was very mean, and he complained about me.
I understand. He was upset. He didn't quite know what to do. It was like a curveball, but no, let it go. It's all right.
All right. And I'm going to step up my efforts to get a remote position from home for work.
You've been working on that for a few months now.
That is true. Very
yeah,
true.
So.
So will that materialize soon?
Yeah. I see, like, for a catalog company or something like that.
Okay. All right. Well, I wish it would be
you'll
for
be like,
Nordstrom.
You'll be like customer service.
Yeah. Well, I wish it would be for, like, Nordstrom's or Bloomingdale, something like that, customer service on the phone.
Well, you are going to work with customer service on the phone.
Okay.
And
also,
and they'll even,
Kelly Jo.
They'll buy you
oh, I'm sorry.
Head. They'll buy you a headset and stuff.
Very good. Unexpectedly, a bottom tooth right in front split in the back part of it. Part of it fell off. It's called distal. And I have an appointment with my dentist Thursday at 9.
You'll be able to get that fixed.
Will it be a filling or a veneer or a crown?
I'm not a dentist, but I think it's like a, they'll put something over it. So what is that, a cap or a crown?
That sounds like a crown.
Yeah, that's what they're showing me.
Well, hopefully it'll just stay there for the rest of my life then. I'm almost 71 in July, so I'll let my dentist advise me. I do have a great dentist that I trust.
Yeah.
So that's a feather in my cap. So
yeah.
Are you picking up anything about me that I should know in my future, Kelly Jo?
You're in a whole new beginning phase. You're going to be fine.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm especially looking forward to moving into affordable housing.
Oh, it'll be very, very nice. You'll really, really enjoy it.
And will we be able to stay there in the apartment we moved to for
It feels like it. It'll be all right. It feels
like
stable
maybe.
And steady.
Okay.
So.
All right. Okay.
You're going to be better than fine.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah.
I need good news. So, anyway, Kelly Jo, I do love you. I respect you. And I know you're excellent at what you do. And I love Ken. God bless you, Ken. You're a rock star. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. Thanks, Linda.
Thank you.
He was a point. Steve.
Thank you, Ken. Hi, Kelly. Good evening.
Thanks, Kelly. Have you gone? Oh, okay. So, that's, okay. Wendy's still there, and Kelly's call has dropped. Kind of strange. We thought it was Wendy that had dropped. But it's actually Kelly that's dropped. So, do an odd one. Okay. Do an odd one. So, let me just find out whether Kelly's having problems. And we'll see whether we can get Kelly back in a moment. I don't know where Kelly's gone. I really don't know where Kelly's gone because I'm looking at Facebook and it seems that her life has gone out there. So having some sort of trouble there. It seems to be some sort of outage there at Kelly then. From what I can make out, sort of, I'm not seeing Kelly online at all at the moment. bit of a strange one. Now, obviously, if there was an internet signal there, then it'd be showing up. And a connection to Facebook there, but there's no connection there at all at the moment. Right, so we seem to have Kelly back now. Okay, I don't know what happened there, but we should now be with Deep.
Hello, I'm sorry, I got blipped off and I've been trying to get back on.
Okay, I was wondering what had happened. But, okay, so we should be with Deep then, yeah?
Yeah, we were done
Hi,
with Kim Wendy.
Can you hear me?
Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, Kelly. How are you?
I'm good. What's your question,
I'm open to
Steve?
I don't have any questions. If you have any messages for me, please.
They're telling me working, so you're working on, you're going to have savings by the end of the year. You're going to get to see your grandchild.
My child, yeah.
Yeah. And then you're getting everything sorted out. It's like they're saying that you're getting all your ducks in a row, so that's a good thing. And you're feeling better than you felt, you know, emotionally in a long time. They're showing the sunshine, yellow, comprehension. Let's see what else. Pay attention to your dreams because you're going to have prophetic dreams again.
Okay.
Write them down.
Okay.
And then, let's see what else. What are you learning? You're going to learn something new. So are you going to take a class or are you like reading a book on something you want to learn or what's that?
I'm learning about new technology.
Oh, okay. So you're going to be able to get it down. Remember, there's always a learning curve, so don't get all upset.
Yeah.
But you're pretty good at doing it. You're pretty good at learning new things. You still have propensity for that. Now, do you need a new computer?
I don't know. Do I? The one I have is good enough, I think.
Okay, but they're showing me like a new laptop. So I don't know. There's some kind of an upgrade. I'm not technological, so that's just what they're showing me. And then you're going to figure out a new way to do your books. You know, you might get a program that does it for you. I'm seeing that, you know, for your business.
Yeah, yeah.
And what are you painting something like mint green or something? There's something, the color mint green is all around you.
Probably something symbolic, I don't know. I'll keep that in
mind. So what does mint green mean to you?
Maybe just spring.
To me, that always means healing and newness and new beginnings and all that.
Yeah. Do you see my two... Sorry, go on.
Go ahead, what?
Do you see my two clients offering me new work, more work? One finished in February. I'm expecting to hear from them.
Yes,
the
you will.
The other finishes in April. I'm expecting
your retainer, that one. And then you're going to get a new client too.
Okay, the old one that finished in February, will they offer me work?
A little bit, yes.
Okay, and that's the new one you are referring to?
No. It's a brand new one. You haven't worked with these people before.
Haven't
you have a total new client coming in.
Okay. Will I be able to work from home with them?
Yes, but then you also have to go to their place.
Okay.
You know, you might have to do it like twice, you know, and then you can do the other stuff from far away.
Okay. And then twice ever. Okay.
I'm sorry, what?
You mean twice a week or twice only for twice ever?
Well, it feels like twice a week.
Okay.
And then you also are going to have a friend visit. You're going to have fun with that. Old friend that you knew about 15 years ago.
Right.
So you got that to look forward to. I see you guys reminiscing, talking about old times, having fun. Let's see what else. You also are going to start organizing stuff for your family. What little bit of family you have. You know, like photo albums or something like that. So you're going to be like the record keeper lady.
Yeah.
So, and you are you're the one that's going to be the glue that gets everybody together.
Right.
Now, is there somebody really old that would have a birthday? Because I feel like you'll be invited to an old person's birthday.
Yeah, probably spiritually, in spirit.
Okay, but there's like a celebration. People getting together about a celebration of somebody old. I don't know. That's what I'm hearing. And then you're going to get your creativity going again because there's all kinds of orange around you. So, and then pick a hobby. You need a hobby.
Right.
So, that you're you got to incorporate your creativity because that helps open energy up for you. So, what do you like to do in a creative mode?
Gardening.
Okay. And I also see you doing herbs so that you have herbs to cook with. You know, like basil, thyme, or oregano, parsley. I see stuff like that. I see you, they're alive and you're cutting them with, you know, gardening scissors. So, and then you're also going to cook with more fresh herbs. I see you doing that. And then, are you organizing? Are you doing spring cleaning? Because I see you purging a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I see you giving a lot of stuff the old heave-ho. There you go.
Thank you, Kelly. Thank
You're
you,
welcome.
Okay, thank you, Dee. Sorry for the loss in transmission there, ladies and gents. Line 3 disappeared somewhere. Okay. Let's see where we're going. Tasha.
Hello.
Hi.
What's your name, where you're from, and what's your question, hon?
No question. My name is Tasha, and I'm calling from California. I want to know any messages you have for me.
Well, your grandma's with you, and what anniversary is coming up? She's showing red roses. So there's either a birthday, a death day, anniversary, something like that.
Her son's birthday coming up.
All right. Well, that's your acknowledgement that she, you know that she knows what's going on.
Yeah.
And then there's a gentleman here that had white tufts on the sides of his sideburns, and he was like 6 foot and tall and thin. That's on your dad's
side. Oh, my grandfather. Yeah, my grandfather.
So he's with you. Then there's something about an inheritance. So it's like a great aunt doesn't leave a will, and everybody gets a little bit of something. So look for something like that, some kind of an inheritance like that. Everybody gets a little bit. It isn't a lot, but it's split between everybody.
Okay.
Let's see what else. And then you have somebody with the name of an M on the other side. There's a giant M. And was there a Mary? Because I hear Mary.
Yeah, my grandmother's side.
Aunt Mary. Yeah, I hear the name Mary. Plain as day, she's coming forward. Let's see what
Okay.
else. And then you have somebody that was in the 1920s that was like a dancer, and she traveled all over because she has, you know how they had their suitcases with all the stickers on it?
Mm-hmm.
And she has dance shoes on. You know, I think she did tap and dance, so. You know, so. And then she's wearing, she straightened her hair and she's wearing those pretty rhinestone barrette. It's like bobby pins with the rhinestones on it on each side of her hair. You know how they used to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and she has like, she looks like she'd wear a flapper dress too because I see her in a flapper dress and those shoes. And then those pretty bobby pins with the rhinestones all over in her hair. And you know how they crimp their hair? It's like
yeah,
a bobby.
Yeah, that's cool.
And, yeah, I was seeing that. She's like, I think he got a picture of her somewhere in a photo album. I don't know who has the photo album, but that's what they're showing me.
Okay.
And then your grandma likes to hang out in your hallway, so I don't know what's there that she'd be attracted to, but hallway. And then
okay.
In your living room on the left side, so I see her hanging out over there.
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff in my living room, so I don't know how she do it. That's probably why she in the hallway.
Yeah, you got to clean
up. Do they
up
have any messages for me?
Well, they always say they love you. I know that's trite, but that's it. And then she says, you got to find that recipe box. There's a box of recipes somewhere.
I don't have it.
I don't know. I can't help what the dead people tell me.
Okay.
But you're very much loved, and you have strong people around, and you're supported. You have all the support of your spiritual people.
Okay.
And you're quite aware yourself, so you need to use your intuition.
Okay.
Are you up for a raise at work?
Oh, well, I just recently started work at, I do in-home care.
Okay. Well, they might give you
a little pay. They could be talking about my twin sister getting a raise when she go back to work.
Oh, okay. But there's a little raise in pay for you.
Okay.
You might be asked to do a private duty thing, like per diem.
Oh, okay. I don't know what that is. I just started doing this job.
Well, private duty is when you get paid privately to help somebody.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm doing that for my son.
Yeah,
privately.
Cool.
Yep. Okay.
So there
do they yeah. They do see me? Am I going to move near my sister or no?
Yes.
I mean, I'm
going to
be in the same facility?
You'll do that in a year.
Oh, in a year. Oh, I'll be over there where she at in a year.
Right.
Okay, but I'm moving somewhere else or I'm going to stay here where
I'm
at?
You're going to stay where you are until you move in a year.
Okay. Good. Okay, what about how's my son's health going to be, the baby, the youngest one?
About
I'm taking care of. How's it?
The baby's okay. The baby's good.
Okay. Do my grandson have a learning delay, or is he going to be fine?
He's just slow. He don't want to.
Oh,
well,
he's still like in the yeah, because he's still in the infantile stage, and they're trying to say that he has like a delay.
Well, he's just being lazy. Once he starts, he'll get going. But once he gets going, he'll be fine. He just don't want to.
Okay, that's what I thought. I was picking that up. I was like, he looked like he understands, but he doesn't know how to comprehend back what he's understanding.
I feel like he just doesn't want to. I don't think there's anything wrong with him.
Okay, so he'll do fine in school.
Yeah. But
okay.
He does need tutors. There you go.
Okay, thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Tasha. Okay, let's see where we're going next. Carolyn.
Oh, hi.
Hello, where are you from? What's your, Carolyn, and what's your question?
Arizona, and my question is, I had somebody brought someone, their client, into a big ticket item that I'm selling, and I thought it was going to, the sale was going to go through. And then I got information yesterday that they backed out of the sale. Do you see it being sold? Are those people going to come back, change your mind, or is it a
You're
new...
You're going to have a different people come and get that big item.
Okay. Okay.
It's a, what is it, big wood thing?
It's a property.
Oh. Yeah, you'll have other people and they'll have the financing and it'll go through within the shortest time. Cash is king.
Okay. Well, yeah, it, yeah. Okay, well, that's good. Do you see that happening? I mean, we're going into April. Do you see it happening maybe in the month of April?
Yeah, it feels like the 14th, 15th, 16th. They're
okay.
doing the red
okay.
crayon on the calendar, so.
Okay.
And you could have a bidding war, too.
Oh, good. Okay, well, that's fine. I'll be happy if it just sells. Want it to
it
sell.
Will.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
You're going to make a good
and,
profit with it.
Oh, yay. On the issue of family, do you see that that's not going to be a problem? I texted my brother this morning and told him I was going to send a letter, a certified letter to the family of origin, that I wanted them to stay away from my six-year-old grandson. Do you see them absolutely staying away?
Yes.
Okay, good.
They listen
good.
To your brother.
Yeah, they do. But he was supposed to go there this weekend, and he said he's going next weekend. Sometimes he's not reliable when he says he's going to go somewhere. You know, he has business that interferes.
Right, but he'll get there. He'll get there as soon as he can, and he'll tell them.
Okay, good.
He is going to do that for you.
Good, so that's not an issue.
No.
Okay, good. And there's a man who I was taking a class from, and I'm supposed to take it next Saturday again with him, but I'm thinking I may not take. His name is George. I'm planning on trying to reach him. He does another job somewhere else, and I think I have the phone number for that, and I wanted to talk to him personally. I was very disappointed when I took the class with him yesterday, and I was going to be very diplomatic. What? How do you see that working out? Do you see him trying to keep me from dropping out to stay in his class, or?
Well, he'll, you know, he'd like to have as many people in the class as he can, you know. But tell him your concerns. I think he would work with you.
Yeah, I'm kind of pissed off at what happened yesterday, and I'm not going to express that to him. I'll just express why I was disappointed. It didn't meet my needs. And so I had worked with him the Saturday before that, and I was pleased, but I don't know. I'm very upset with him. He wasted my time. He wasted my money, and he was distracted by someone else in the class. And, you know, other people felt the same way. I know it's a paycheck for him, too. I know that, you know, but he's good at what he does. And
he was having an off day.
Yeah, I kind of felt that. He arrived late, and yeah. So
I think that next time he does it, it'll be better. He'll be on his game. But he was totally, he had personal issues that day, and it was a hot mess.
Okay. Well, I might give him another chance. I don't know. I'm very, okay. So he, on my other part of my life, I have a lawyer that is completely separate from everything. And do you see the lawyer and I coming to a conclusion on the project we're working on within the next few weeks?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
It'll
okay.
be, they're showing me a present with a bow, so.
Oh, good. All tied up and nice. Okay. I was thinking about getting his work checked, but I may not do that. Somebody was telling me they didn't think that was necessary.
You're thinking about getting a hoo-hoo what? I'm sorry.
Like a second opinion. Like once he presents the document to me, I was thinking about taking it to another lawyer and having it looked at.
Well, that's always good to do. You know,
okay.
you can get a consult.
Yeah. Okay. The, yeah.
But I think that the conclusion will be the same, though.
Okay, good. That's all I need.
That's what I'm
this
seeing.
Guy.
I'm seeing.
Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead.
This guy comes highly recommended. He's president of something. I have to look at his signature block. You know. Anyway, it just... I don't want to go to another lawyer and then that lawyer, the second lawyer, tells the first lawyer that I have gone for a second opinion. I don't want that to happen.
Right.
And that's...
Well, what I would do is just get a free consultation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
That way that don't hurt nothing.
Okay.
But this man that you have is very good at what he does. He knows his stuff.
Yeah, he came highly recommended. I'm just getting a little nervous about it because it's taken longer than what I thought it would.
Well,
and
it always does with legal stuff.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, listen, I know it's the last show. Gosh, darn it. I'm like the rest of everybody else, you know. Thank you, Kelly Jo. Thank you.
Thank
Sorry,
you.
Sorry, Ken, that you're leaving. Thank you.
Oh.
Bon voyage, Ken.
Bon voyage. I do want to let everybody know that I do have a show on Blog Talk. It's Biscuit and Tea Mistake. And I'm going to have a show the 28th, which is this Monday, and a lady on it, she's a numerologist, and she's really cool. So it's Biscuit and Tea Mystic on Blog Talk.
No.
You
want
my other tea?
So.
Numerology. Okay. More meetings doesn't understand that word. Okay. Let's see where we are. Holly.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Holly? What's your question?
I'm good. What kind of like art project should I work on or something creative?
Do you do watercolors?
I've never tried it.
Because I see you trying that, and I also see you doing oils.
Oils I've tried.
And you're pretty good with it. And you enjoy
yeah.
that. So
yeah.
that's something that you
and
can
yet.
Do. And if you're in a hurry, you can use acrylics. They dry quick.
Yeah. Yeah, I've done that.
And
I
see in the acrylics, I see you using the little spatula thing, and you're doing like, you know, it's chunky.
Sounds good. Any other creative projects?
And you're also, I see you journaling and writing. You're a good writer. Try doing your poems again.
Okay, wow, you remember. Okay.
No, I just get it.
Oh, okay, okay.
I'm being honest.
That's even better. That's even better.
If I remember, I tell you. If I don't, I'm honest.
any creative things I can do to make money?
You could do, like, beading and do like earrings and little bracelets. You enjoy that. You would be good at that.
Yeah.
Little crafty things. And then another thing that you can do, have glue gun, can make the old-fashioned photo albums, you know, where you put fabric and lace or, you know, do that. You're good like that. You're crafty.
Yeah, I am. I just want to make money at it. Okay.
And then I see you
also
working with wire, you know. So maybe you'll make, like, wind chimes or wrap stuff or something. I see you work with wire and pointy pliers.
That's so funny because I was messing with wire today looking for the pliers.
Oh, okay.
Just
well,
like
I am a rail reader.
10 minutes ago. 10 minutes ago.
All right. Whoops. What else you want to know?
The new man question. Is it somebody that lives in my complex, or is it somebody somewhere else that I'll meet?
I think it'll be somewhere else. You'll be out and about.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a spur of the moment thing. Like maybe you'll go out with the girls and meet them. Or something like that.
No, it's a beautiful casino. I don't go to casinos, but there's a beautiful casino around here. Should I go there?
I don't know if you'll meet anybody to date there, but you'll have fun, win something.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay. Any more, like, can you describe the new man?
It feels like he'll have, like, light brown hair. He feels like he does have brown eyes. He's, like, 5'11". He has a heart-shaped face. He wears glasses. He's very handsome. He has a square, you know, the square jawline. He feels like he works helping people. He could be a nurse.
Oh, wow.
And he wears the different clogs. You know how they have the work clogs? He wears different clogs for the different colors of his scrubs.
Yuck.
I think he's pedi. Oh, well, I can't help it. And it looks like he's a pediatric, you know, works
Aww.
With kids.
Very
nice guy.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else you pick up on?
It feels like you'll meet him anytime.
Oh, okay.
You know, this is spring, so, you know, April, May.
Yeah. Yeah.
So be open. Remember, V-neck is girl's best friend. Put on your lipstick, stand on the proper side of the door so you don't get whopped.
Whoa, what?
You got to stand on the correct side of the door so you don't get whopped when they open the door for you.
Oh, okay. Now I get it. Okay. Anything else?
I feel like that you're really delving into your spirituality, and that's a good thing. So you're stronger in that than what you've been in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you got all kinds of opportunities. Everything's opening up for you. It's like there's a hallway and there's like three different opportunities. The doors are open. So look for those to happen.
Mm-hmm. And how long should I stay in this area?
It's up to you. You're okay where you are.
Yeah. I just don't want to move. I'm just saying if you see me move,
I don't
want to move
moving.
Anymore.
You're going to be where you are.
Oh. Thank goodness.
Because there's
so
good energy there. It's not bad energy.
Yeah, it is. Nice small town. And do you see me making more money at this job, or do I need to get a second job?
Well, I see you getting a tiny raise. And,
yeah.
You know, budgeting, you'll be okay. You aren't going to be homeless or hungry.
Okay.
You know, I don't worry
yeah.
about you. I could drop you off at the corner and you'd be come back with money. No,
hopefully
get your mind out of the gutter. That ain't what I mean. What I mean is you'd find work.
I know, I'm just playing. Perfect ending. Thank you.
There you go.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, thank you, Holly. Okay. So, we seem to be on our last call, and Catherine?
Hello, just in time.
Hi, what's your question, huh? Where are you from?
Hi, I am Catherine in Washington State, and my question I have, general inquiry of what's so many things happening in April, and part of it is looking for a new apartment, and it could be just a temporary place.
Yeah,
so anything about...
You are going to just go like maybe 5 miles to the right of your front door. That's a nice little apartment complex. And it'll be affordable.
In the newspaper or Craigslist or anything about a person will tell me or anything?
I think that you'll be driving around and see the complex and you'll go ask.
That's how I usually...
Well, that's what
I'm
seeing.
That's great.
And it's an older established complex, but it's nice. You know, it's kept up well.
Right.
And I see like a downstairs apartment, and that has like a little, like a tiny porch, you know, in the back of it. It has slider doors, and you come in, you have nice neighbors. And it's like a, looks like a two-bedroom, two-bath apartment.
Wow.
And everything's kept well. It's like, it has like a nice stove, you know, nice fridge. You know, they keep everything up nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then it feels like it's on the corner, so you have a lot of light.
Yeah, I need that.
So you're on a corner. You're going to be on a corner.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. And then looks like it has washer and dryer stackable in the kitchen. So you don't have to pay to get laundry done.
Wow.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when you're awake and stuff, you can open the sliders that has a screen and you can have the breeze. Because it feels like it has a screen inside the door. So you can lock it and you can have the breeze come through. How nice.
Because
and
I'm
not
moving
squishy rooms.
First, I'm moving without a work. And I'm getting work when I'm there. So usually apartments don't want you, they won't sign a lease if you're not proof of income.
Oh, okay. Well, I see it working, so you have, are you administration? Is that what you do?
No, I don't like administration.
What do you do?
I don't like computer work unless it's just part of the day. It's, you know, I do like program work with nonprofits, but I don't like computer work. It's more people working with helping people face to face.
Okay. Well, I see you being like the head lady that oversees something. to me, that's administration.
Okay.
And it might be for like a not-for-profit org.
Right.
And then you're going to have to learn how to write grants.
Huh.
That's what I'm seeing.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully for myself. That's what I want to do more of, my own. Not other people's programs, but design my own program. That's what I want to move into.
Well, you're going to get a regular job first, and then you'll involve yourself into your own thing.
Right, right.
But you aren't going to cut your nose to spite your face.
No, no.
So start applying for not-for-profit orgs.
Okay.
Because you have the skills to do it.
Mm-hmm.
What else you want to know?
Just any other messages from guides or loved ones about all these big move.
Let's see. You have a grandpa on your dad's side that he's with you a lot. He was good with finances, so he helped you. I see him. And then who is it that smoked a pipe? I smell pipe smoke.
That's him.
Okay.
I smell that. Yeah, when he comes around sometimes, I can pick that up.
Yeah, you do that through your senses. So you're what I call a sensor.
So donuts, that reminds me. I don't like donuts, but I had the strongest smell of like sugary donut like yesterday.
That was him.
And I don't know of a donut connection.
That was his wife. She cooked donuts. She made homemade cake. She made homemade cake donuts.
Yes, she was a great baker.
Yeah, and she did it in the oven. She didn't fry them. She baked them.
Right. Right.
And they were yummy.
Yeah, it's like Scandinavian kind of baking.
Yeah, cake,
cookies.
Cake, real life cake donut. There you go.
Oh. Well, thank you. That was great.
You're welcome. I want to thank everybody for the time I've spent here. I've really enjoyed everyone.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you, Ken.
Right. Kelly,
thank you,
Kelly,
Ken.
We have one more, one last call that's just called in. So this is going to be the very last call of Psychic Choice Radio. 510.
Yes, hello.
Hello. What's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
My name's Aaron, and I'm from California.
And what's your question?
My question is about health and finances.
Well, your health is going to improve, but you have to take measures to do so. And then finances, are you an independent contractor?
I was before, but that was decades ago. But now I work for a quote-unquote nonprofit.
And you love it. You're going to do well. You're going to be able to expand so that you do get a raise. And you're doing good work. They're all clapping for you.
They are?
Yeah. Your guides, guardian angels, everybody. Yep. And what you're going to do is you're going to set up a different program that they'll okay. The board has to okay it, but it's going to really change the way this organization works. Because you have good ideas.
Huh. That's interesting. Okay.
And then you're going to be able to save some money by the end of this year and have an old man fund when you're old and gray.
That's not too far away, but okay.
Well, that's just my saying. I don't be that rudely.
Okay.
And then you're going to be able to take a vacation. You need a vacation.
I do. I'm tired.
Because we take a vacation so we come back refreshed.
Right. Right.
And then you're going to
yeah.
do different way of eating, a different way of exercising that will help improve your health.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah, because it seems like I'm stuck and I'm kind of like done with the my job and
well, either
something.
You're doing the same job or work for another company that does the same thing because you're very good at what you do.
Right.
And you're going to be able to help a lot of people. I think you have burnout.
I have who?
Burnout.
Yes, yeah, definitely. Wow.
But once you get refreshed, you'll feel better, and then you'll have clarity.
Yeah, that's the one thing that I'm looking for, clarity.
And it'll be like an epiphany, you know, it's like, da-da!
Yeah, so one more thing, and I'll make it really short. Who are my guides? And I have a thing about ancestral veneration. I don't know if I really believe in that anymore, at least to the degree of them being helpful.
Well, you have a guide since birth that's always with you. They can't intervene, but they can give suggestions, and it feels like you have like a very biblical looking dark haired rolled hairdo with sandals and like a monk robe. He's the main dude, and I want to call him Sam.
Okay.
And this person's been with you since a little boy. And then you have other ones added. You have another lady with a, she's the blue lady with the crystal in the middle of her forehead. You've seen her when you were young.
Mm. Mm.
She has the blonde hair and the blue eyes.
With blue skin?
She has a blue aura.
Oh, okay.
Because whenever she shows up, the blue's all around her. So those are your two guides.
Wow, I wonder where they came from.
They've been with you. I don't know. That's what I hear and see.
Okay.
You know, those usually guides show themselves to you. You know, they don't usually show me, but they're showing me. So those are two of yours. And then other angels and guides are added as you need them. You know, you can pray for any kind of angel you need.
Hmm. Hmm. Wow. That question that just arose would take up a lot because I've been looking into the higher keys of Solomon, which I've been doing a little bit of research. I hear it's pretty dangerous. You don't have all the equipment and prep
well,
ready.
Well, if you
for.
Don't know what you're doing, don't mess with something.
Yeah.
And what was the something ancestry vindication? What was that?
I don't know if I trust that sequence of invocation or evocation of dealing with ancestor. I mean, I only knew personally a few who transitioned everyone else has been pretty much scattered by the time I incarnated. So I don't really know them. And my relatives had a pretty bad life experience on this planet. So I'm kind of like standoffish.
Oh, you mean your family history in the ancestry way?
Correct.
Oh, okay. Well, every tribe picks different life lessons.
Yeah.
You know, it isn't a punishment. It's just a lesson that group chose. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling, Anna. Okay. Right, that's it. And Kelly, thank you very, very much for honoring us on the last show. Ladies and gents, it's been a blessing and a wonderful time being with you all over the last 11 or so years. Almost 12 years now. All I can say is peaceful blessings to you all in whatever you do, and I hope that at some stage we can come back somehow in a different way somewhere, but not here, unfortunately. It's just come to the end of each time. Yeah. Okay, thank you, Kelly, once again.
Thank you. Blessings and love and light.
Thank you, Kelly. Right, so we're going to find a little piece of music that I put in there earlier, and I think this just about sums it up. It's an original song that was made popular in the UK by the Kinks, and this is a Kirsty MacColl version of that lovely song.
Thank you for the day. Those endless days, those sacred days you gave me. I'm thinking of the day. I won't forget a single day, believe me. I bless the light that lights on you, believe me. Hello, you're welcome. You're with me every single day, believe me. Days I remember all my life. It just brings sorrow that it weighs. Thinking of